mentioned last night that what we're going to be doing this week, Lord willing, is dealing with power that is there for all of us as believers. And at the same time, thank you very much, at the same time, our fear has been lost. I fear that we have somehow set it aside as something we don't need. We've brushed it aside as something that is inconsequential to our lives today. And as a result, our lives has lost the fire of the Lord within us. There should be fire inside of us that drives us every day. There should be a fire inside of us that we cannot be still. We cannot just sit by. We have to proclaim the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Not with dread, not with, you know, like, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. No, with the joy of the Lord in our hearts.
Amen. That's right.
Because we know of His love that we looked at last night that is running through our lives.
Yeah.
And our theme verse, as we mentioned, was in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you.
Amen.
Greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world.
Yes.
What do we have to fear? Now, for our text this evening, we're going to be looking in two places. First, I'd like to ask you to open to Isaiah chapter 55, and we'll read one verse there. And then we'll go to the book of Philippians and look at one verse there. Isaiah 55, and looking at verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near.
Amen.
Well, that sounds fairly simple, doesn't it? But think of the power that's there.
Yeah.
Call on Him.
Amen.
Why aren't you? What's holding you back?
Right.
Call on Him. He's near. Now in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything.
Right.
That's what He's telling us.
Amen.
But in everything, by prayer and supplication, what's that tell? We all pray about everything we do.
That's right.
Right? Don't just start praying about it when it blows up in our face. But pray about it before we do it.
Amen.
In everything.
Absolutely.
In everything. By prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we gather here again tonight, Lord, our hearts are overflowing with joy. Father, we can feel Thy presence here tonight. And dear Lord, I just pray that You'd move upon each and every one of us. Oh Lord, I pray that You'd speak to our hearts. Father, that You'd reveal Yourself to us tonight. Lord, I pray that You'd show us everything that stands between ourselves and You. Lord, we ask that You would show us our hearts, if, as it were, Lord, that we could see if there's any sin there that we must confess. And oh God, I just pray that You'd move. If there be some here tonight that's lost, Lord, we're still thrilled and so thankful for those three that come to know You in the free pardon of sin last night. And dear Lord, I just pray if there be somebody here tonight that's lost, that this would be the very hour that You'd reveal Yourself to them. And Father, that they'd come to know Thee in a free pardon of sin.
Yes.
Lord, if there's somebody here tonight that is off the path, Lord, they have veered away.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that You'd speak to them.
Lord,
that this would be the time that they would come back to where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, if it be they need to renew their life with You, Father, may this be the time that they would do it.
Thank You.
And dear Lord, what You'll do for us tonight, we'll thank You for it.
Yes.
For these things we do ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The subject I'd like to draw our thoughts to tonight is the power of prayer.
Amen.
What can prayer do?
Right. Yeah.
What's the big deal? What does it matter in our lives? Beloved, we have a blessing tonight that the people, the Israelites in the Old Testament did not have. Remember, they had to go to God through an intermediary, right? They came to the priests. And the priests took their petition to God. Now they could come and openly confess to the priest. They could talk to the priest. They could lay out their hearts to the priest. But they did not have direct communication with God. There are some today who try to tell us that, you know, we have to go to God through them. And we go into a little room and they confess their sins and their troubles to the priest. And the priest tells them what to do to get everything right, and everything goes along happy as you can be. The only problem is everybody's still in their sins. Amen?
Amen.
There's nothing changed.
That's right. Amen.
We have the privilege. We have the blessed blood-bought privilege.
Yes, sir.
To take our petitions to Almighty God.
Come on now.
We don't have to talk to anybody. Yep. Now, that's not to say there are brothers and sisters who love us and care about us, and we may feel impressed to talk to them and ask them to join us in prayer. Brother Soniker and I have prayed about a lot of things.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, we don't have to go through anybody to get to God.
That's right. Amen.
Prayer.
Thank you.
The power that resides there. You know, if I were to tell you this evening that if you were in a difficult situation, a situation where you saw no way out, that if you would just come and talk to me about it, that I would be able to help you, how many of you would come to me? Probably everyone.
Amen.
If I were to tell you that you, or if you were in a situation of great financial trouble, the whole bottom fell out, you were about to lose your home, you're about to lose everything you have, and I were to tell you that I can help you, come talk to me, how many would come? Probably everyone.
Sure.
How about if you or a loved one would become seriously ill, and I told you, if you just come and talk to me about it, I'll help in your situation. Now, I did not say in any of the situations that I would remove the problem. I just said I would help you.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Surely, we would all go. We'd say, we'd be silly not to go. And yet, how often do we neglect to take these same matters to Almighty God? I couldn't do anything to help you. I may very honestly and genuinely wish I can, but I can't. I do not have the ability. But we know someone who does.
Amen.
We know someone who can.
Yes, sir.
And yet we don't ever go.
That's right.
Or we so seldom ever go. And it's sadly, it's one of the things that is hurting us so desperately today among God's people and in our churches. You know, I am completely convinced that prayer is one of the most underutilized blessings that God has given us.
Amen.
Now, I'm not talking about these pretty little prayers that we repeat over and over again. I'm talking about genuine pouring out your heart to God.
Amen.
Genuine prayers.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Too many times. Well, I'll hit on this in just a minute. You know, we all know we will ask the blessing over the meal, and pretty much it's the same thing we say every time we thank God for the meal. And we're sincere about it. We thank God for it. We ask Him to bless it to us. We ask Him to bless the members of our family and so forth. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, before we go to bed, we thank God for the day. We thank God for His blessings. We ask the Lord to watch over us, to bless whomever the Lord brings to our mind at that given time. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But too many times, that's all we ever do.
Right.
That's all we ever do.
Amen.
So many times when we pray, it's I want, I want, I want. How many times? When was the last time any of us, I'm putting myself there, any of us went to God and never asked for anything? Just simply thanked Him for what He had already done.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Remember the last verse we read talked about with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thank you, God, for answering my prayers. Thank you, God, for meeting my need.
Yeah.
Thank you, God, for the life that I have, the family You've given me. We could go on and on. And yet the only times we go to the Lord is when we're grumbling about something or we want something. I want. And let me say this now. There are a lot of folks out here that don't know the Lord.
Yeah.
That think they have the right to pray. Am I telling you the truth?
Yes, sir.
To them and some believers, God is in this nice, neat little box that they carry in their pocket. You know, and as an everyday rule, they just keep that pocket there. They know He's close by, but that's all.
Yeah.
Live their life how they want to. They get in a bind. Things start getting rough. They'll reach in and pull that box out, open it up, take God out, and expect God to intercede on their behalf. Everything works out. They put God back in the box, close it, put Him back in their pocket. Now, you know that's silly, but that's basically the way they live. That's the way they serve God. If you are here tonight and lost, unless God is drawing you to Him, unless God is revealing your sinful state before Him, unless God is revealing to you that you are not only hell bound, but hell deserving,
yeah,
you have no right to pray.
That's right.
None.
Amen.
You have every right to ask God to forgive you if He draws on, if He's speaking to your heart.
Amen.
But that's the end of it. And believers, if the only time that we pray is when we're in a bind, shame on us.
Amen.
Shame on us.
Good.
Prayer should be a natural part of what we do.
Amen.
Each and every day.
Thank you, Lord.
One of the greatest lessons these young fellows will learn is prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer and Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
And Bible reading.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with either one of them.
Right.
Because of the fact that people don't pray as they should, I think that's one of the reasons why many Christian lives are as weak as they are,
mm-hmm,
and are as worldly as they are.
Right.
They don't commune.
Amen. Amen.
They don't spend the bulk of their lives, Christian lives, doing what they ought to, but rather going from one disaster to another.
It's true.
They're not spending time in prayer.
That's right.
It's just a simple fact, they're not spending time in prayer.
Amen.
You can't get away from prayer. I remember, it doesn't seem possible, but this June will make, next month, like 21 years ago, we come back from Newport News.
Yeah.
Man, it don't seem like it was that long ago. And we was taking care of the grounds up here at the old building at Alderson, living in the building, my wife and I, and Joshua was just a little fella then. And one of the things I had was mowing the grass, and they had that old lobster. At least what we called it. We called it the lobster because the first night we come up on top of that hill, there it said, that thing, red thing was, them headlights on top, looked like two eyeballs. So we called it the lobster. And finally, after time, got the thing to where it would run and mow, and I crawl on top of that thing, and it ran at the speed of snails. But that was some of the best time I ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Sitting out there chugging on that thing, mowing grass and talking to God.
Amen.
Man, that was some of the best experiences of my life.
Thank you, Lord. It's good.
You can go in the woods if you like to hunt, crawl up in your stand, sit there all day and talk to God. Right?
Amen. That's true.
You can talk to God going down the road on your car. You can talk to God while you're at your job, provided you're not with something where you get hurt with. You know, you can talk to God anytime, anywhere. And it doesn't have to be audible. Audibly. You can speak with God within your heart, can you not?
Yes. Amen.
So what's that tell us? We're without excuse for praying as little as we do. There's no reason for it. There's absolutely no reason for it.
Amen.
There are some who have the idea that prayer is some kind of a magic formula to be healthy and wealthy. They have the idea and notion that God is obliged to act on everything we ask for. Folks, that's not so.
Right.
God will never do anything contrary to His will.
Right.
God will never do anything that His Word expressly says one way or the other. He won't do it.
Right.
It's like the old fellow that was a thief brought before the judge, and the judge knew him. He'd been known throughout the town for being a thief. And he thought he'd have some fun with him before he sentenced him. He said, "Why did you steal that? We know you did." He said, "Well, the Bible told me to."
Yeah.
Well, the judge happened to be a Sunday school teacher, so he knew his Bible a little bit. He said, "Where in the Bible did it tell you to steal?" He said, "Judge, haven't you ever read, 'If any man steal, let him steal. No more let him labor with his hands.'" Make sure you read it correctly and apply it correctly. And the only way that we can have help is through prayer.
Amen.
I know in my life, I feel fairly certain with Brother Ray and Brother Stoniker and this dear brother here, that anytime you sit down and start to prepare what God's laid on your heart, the first thing you do is pray about it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You pray about it. And you sit there and you pray that you feel like you've gone through.
Amen.
And you ask for God's help and God's guidance.
Amen.
It's not a good luck charm that a person should be doing. The power that's there. That's the thing that we need to see. The purposes of prayer are these: to praise and magnify God, to gain forgiveness, to receive our daily bread, and to see others doing the work of the Lord. And these are the things that we're going to be looking at as we move through here. First of all, we are to praise and magnify God.
Amen.
First and foremost.
Amen.
How are we to approach God? Well, remember when the disciples, they saw the need of prayer. They saw the need of being to know how to pray. How? They'd seen the Lord pray, right?
That's right.
So they went to Him and they said, "Teach us to pray." And He gave them the model prayer. Is it just me, or does it make your blood bubble a little bit when on television, whenever any program, when they decide they're going to pray, they always do the model prayer, which wasn't a prayer at all?
Yeah.
You know? It's a model.
Yeah.
But that's where you have to go. Jesus uses the phrase, "Hallowed be Thy name."
Yeah,
magnifying the name of the Father. Magnifying His majesty, His honor, His glory, His holiness. All that He is.
Amen.
This term has the meaning of reverend and holy. Beloved, when we pray, we go into the presence of Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We are told to approach boldly the throne of grace, right?
Yes, sir.
Not on our own merit, not on our own ability, not on what we've accomplished, but through and by the blood of Christ.
Yes, sir.
We are to approach Him.
Amen.
Hallowed be Thy name.
Boy.
Thank You for what You've done.
Yes, sir.
And the holiness that's there. It is when we truly understand the way that we're to approach God, is that we will give God the complete respect that He deserves.
Amen.
He's not the man upstairs. Oh, boy.
That's true.
He's not one of us.
Yeah.
And we're not one of Him.
Amen.
He is God Almighty.
Yes, He is. Yes.
And we are still fallen, depraved mankind.
Yeah, that's right.
We can't get away from that. Through prayer, we have immediate access in the presence of the One who is the only Holy One, the One who has all power and all majesty. Remember back in biblical days, and also after that, if you went to the throne room, unless the king extended the sepulcher to you, you couldn't go in his presence. If you did, you were under the risk of being killed.
Right.
We can go in the presence of our king anytime we want to.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. We can go in to where he is anytime. And also, he's glad we're there.
That's right.
He's glad we come to him.
Amen.
With our needs.
Thank you.
We can go freely to him. Yet it seems that we are so reluctant to go to him with our concerns and our problems. Could it be that we deep down inside we know that those problems and concerns are sinful? You know, there are things that we don't really need. There's things that, you know, the reason why we want them is not what they ought to be. You know, because that could be. Or we have a tendency, and to a certain degree it's all right, I guess, but we have a tendency, especially folks up here in the mountains, we want to do it ourselves. Right?
Absolutely.
If I can do it, I want to do it myself. I don't want anybody to help me. I want to do it.
Yeah.
If I can. Trouble is, some of the folks like me just can't do much. But we can't fix our own spiritual problems.
Amen. That's right.
We can't take care of our own spiritual needs. For crying out loud, the Bible says we don't even know how to pray for ourselves as we ought to.
That's right.
Spirit takes our prayers and puts them as they're supposed to be.
Amen.
How in the world do we think we could take care of our own needs? But we should take them to the Lord.
Amen.
This fact is seen in the lives of his children. Paul expressed this thought when he was telling Timothy what the Lord had done for him. 1 Timothy 1:17. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
He's praising God. He's praising God for what he had worked in Paul's life. And Paul knew what he did for him. Paul knew the evil and wicked things that he had been guilty of. And the fact is that at that time, in ignorance, he thought he was doing God a favor. I dare say that we would be surprised if we knew exactly how many men's blood was on Paul's hands.
Yeah.
We know Stephen's was. He never threw a stone at him.
Yeah.
But he held the cloaks of those who did.
Yes.
And the Bible says he was consenting unto his death.
Yeah.
What's that tell me? Friend, if you're here tonight and lost, I don't care what you've done. It's not so bad God won't save you.
Absolutely.
It's not so bad that God doesn't love you. God loves his sheep, right?
Thank God.
He calls his sheep. And the only thing, if God is speaking to you, the only thing in the world that's keeping you from being saved tonight, your own stubbornness.
Amen.
That may be blunt, but sometimes blunt's what we need to be. God's already, as Brother Stoniker said, everything already been done, has already been done. Jesus did it all.
Amen.
And if he is speaking to your heart, all you have to do is follow what he'd have you do.
That's right, yeah.
That can't be that simple. Oh, yes, it can.
Amen.
It's so simple that even young boys can understand.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Do not quench what God is doing in your heart. Don't put it aside. This is one of the best illustrations in Paul that I know of. How that a person can be sincere and yet be sincerely wrong about all they do.
Yeah.
You know, as evil as they are, as wicked as they are, and everything else you could say, those fellas that are part of that group ISIS that are cutting people's heads off and setting them on fire and all kinds of horrible things, they're sincere about what they're doing. They're sincere in the way they're serving Allah. They're sincere about what they believe. What's that sincerity going to get them? They're going to find out what it's like to burn one of these days.
Amen.
And the fire they're going in will never be quenched.
Amen. God, amen.
You may sit there tonight and say, "Oh, boy, that's right. Well, let me tell you something. If you're here in loss, it's the same place you're headed."
Amen. Right. Amen. That's right.
That's exactly the same place you're headed.
Yes, sir.
There's no difference. Well, I ain't never done that. It may be true. But before God, you're still lost.
Amen.
Before God, you're still undone. You're still in your sins.
That's right.
In spite of all that Paul was guilty of, God extended mercy to him and He placed him in the ministry. And only God has the power to be able to do these things.
Amen.
This is part of the power that's available to us through prayer. How does this cause us to approach God? It should always include thanksgiving.
Amen.
We saw that in text that we read, and then in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
We talk about how people can come to the Lord just as a child does, in childlike faith. Have you ever heard a child genuinely start praying to God? They'll thank God for the sunshine. They'll thank God for the crayons. They'll thank God for their meal. They thank God for their trucks and cars. They'll thank God for their puppies and kittens. And we may sit there and chuckle. But isn't that not what we're told? We're thank God for everything.
That's right.
Everything. The breath in our lungs is the gift of God.
Amen. Amen.
Right?
Yes.
The beating of your heart is a gift from God.
Thank you, Lord.
Your ability to think and to reason and to read the Scriptures is a gift from God. The fact that you have the Scriptures is a gift from God.
Amen.
Yep. And we need to thank you for it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God for it.
Yeah.
And genuinely pray to Him.
Amen.
In thanksgiving and ask Him to help us understand more.
Yeah.
It should be hard for us. It should not be hard for us to be thankful to the Lord when we begin to understand what He's done for us. And yet, many times, we are some of the most inconsiderate people that there are.
That's right.
Always wanting, always taking, never thanking.
Right.
That's inconsiderate. We are not only to just simply thank Him for the major things that He's done, but thank Him for everything.
Amen.
And it's really not that hard. You know, there's nothing that anybody does for me that I don't at least try to remember to say thank you.
Sure.
Those are two words that go a long ways, right?
Amen.
Amen.
If my wife does something for me, my helpmeet, she does something for me, I'll say thank you. Because I don't ever want her or anyone else to think I take them for granted.
Right. Amen.
And yet we take God for granted just about every day.
Yep.
Thank Him for what He's done. You say you said that umpteen times. Well, I'll probably say it umpteen more. It's what we need to do. Amen?
Amen.
Secondly, we are to pray to gain forgiveness. I don't know. I may camp here a little while. I'm not going to hold you long. I'll quit within the next hour or two. What are we talking about here? This is something that we must be aware of. That being as believers, we are and we do sin.
Right.
There's no getting around that. We don't want to. We don't like it.
Right.
But we do it.
Amen.
Because there are times when our flesh gets the better of us, right?
Amen.
And we give in to the flesh.
Absolutely.
And one of the things I like about it, if we're very close to the Lord, as soon as we do it, boy, it gets us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We get that little pang in the conscience.
Yes, sir.
And what do we do? What we ought to do right then and there is ask God to forgive us.
Amen.
If we will confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
Amen.
And to cleanse us.
Amen.
From all unrighteousness.
Amen. Praise God.
If you're here tonight and lost, it's just that simple. If God is speaking to your heart, well, how do you know if God's speaking to my heart? How do I know? Well, if you have to ask, then probably He's not. When He speaks to your heart, you know it, right?
That's right.
There's that pull, there's that desire, there's that longing that nobody can put there but God. If you are experiencing that, all you have to do is confess that sin to God and ask Him to forgive you.
Amen.
And for Christ's sake, because of the blood of Jesus, He will do that very thing.
Yes, He will.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
And we can do that. We can pray to God in that matter.
Yes.
I may have had this to come up later on, but how many of us here today really know how many people were praying for us when we were lost?
Yeah.
How many people were praying for us when we were at the depths of our wickedness? I'm thankful there were some, aren't you?
Amen.
They took time to ask the Lord to straighten us out, to pull us back. And some even loved us enough to ask God to do whatever it took to get a hold of us.
Yep.
I know a lot of people, that it took being put on the flat of their back in the hospital for God to get a hold and get their attention.
That's the truth.
And if that be the case, thank God for it. He got your attention.
That's right.
You know?
Amen.
And we can pray. Oh, we can pray. While it's true that it is not the driving desire of our life or the pattern of lives that we're going to sin, yet as believers we do. 1 John 1:8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Another passage just flat out says we're a liar.
Yeah.
If we say we don't sin.
Right.
Sometimes it's important for us to take a long, hard look at ourselves and see how we are. There are a few things in this life that are as self-damaging or dangerous than just simple self-denial. I'm really not that bad.
Yeah.
I'm not that bad. I remember when God was dealing with my heart, I could remember standing there and the invitation song would be given and my knuckles would be just as white as snow on the heart of the back of the pew. You know, I knew what I needed to do. I knew what God would have me to do, but my old stinking pride would not let me do it.
Yeah.
Service was in. I go out and say, man, I made it through another one. Well, guess what? We say, well, why did you keep going back? Well, my girlfriend was there. Why do you reckon I went back? It's the only reason why I was there in the first place. To start with. And let that be a warning to you, fellas. I wound up married to her. Watch out. But the point I want to make is there were people there praying for me.
Thank God.
And though I thought that I got, when I got outside, I got away, I never got anywhere. God spoke to me. God dealt with me.
Amen.
Until finally, I asked the Lord into my heart.
Yeah. Praise God.
Thank God for people praying. The power of prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, the Bible tells us one of the things that God hates is a proud look, right?
Yeah.
And stubbornness and pride is something that will do you so much harm. Well, they're going to think funny of me. There isn't anybody in the world in here that's going to think funny of you. Everybody here is going to rejoice.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen. That's true.
Well, they may have thought I was a good... So what? Let me tell you this, Jim. I don't know why this is on my heart tonight, but it is. There's a young man in our church at Lily Valley. He and his wife came to us at one point, and they came from an unsound church, and they wanted to join our church. And I began to talk with them, and the young fella, he knew everything to say. I mean, he had every answer down, so there was no reason to not let him come into the church through baptism. Their baptism wasn't scriptural, so we did so. And his wife, she did and has done very, very well. You could see the Lord's hand on her, and there was fruit being shown. But his tree never did much, if you know what I mean. There was no fruit. And actions and things that were said made me deep down wonder. Well, one night he was down at our home, and we would watch something, and he began to talk about things of the Lord, and I asked him, I said, called his name, I said, what makes you think you're saved? Well, he looked at me kind of funny, and he started stammering and stuttering, and I said, what makes you think you're saved? Well, you know, I went to church. Good. Why do you think you're saved? Well, you know, I went there and they baptized me. I said, okay, why do you think you're saved? And when it was all said and done, he thought he was saved because the person that baptized him told him he was. And I looked at him and I called his name and I said, you're as lost as a hound dog. And thank God Almighty, he opened his heart.
Amen.
And I took my Bible and showed him how he could be saved. Now, he was nervous to come back before the church the next Lord's Day after having went through all that he did there. And he came forward that morning and told what happened. Sister Lily, you were there. You know what I'm talking about. And everybody in our church came to him and hugged him and let them know how thankful they were.
Amen.
That he knew the Lord. Why did I say that? Because don't let your pride tell you that there's people here that's going to look down their nose at you.
That's right.
That's not so. I have seen that in action.
Amen. Me too.
Prayer. There's people praying for you. There's people that love you more than you possibly know, and they're praying for you. And the power of prayer can break through obstacles, can it not? As God does so. We have a blessed promise. We are told that we all need to confess our sin, and we all can be forgiven of our sin.
Amen.
This was something that was told to people who were already saved in the passage they were making reference to. We need to ask God to forgive us. The only way that we can confess our sin to God is through the means of prayer. Father, forgive me. We're talking to the Lord, right?
Amen.
All right, that is a direct line of communication between ourselves and Him.
Amen.
And it is a means whereby He will speak to our hearts and He will move on our behalf. It may be that this sounds too easy to be true, but it's exactly that easy to be forgiven. Doesn't Scripture talk about how God uses the simple things to confound the mighty? And you know, they like to make everything so complicated. It really isn't.
Amen.
It really isn't. It was a big deal so far as the Lord. He died on the cross to make it possible.
That's right.
But for us, we just need to ask His forgiveness.
Thank you, Lord.
What more could we possibly want than to be able to receive forgiveness for our sins? Now, let me tell you something. Everybody here that knows about this, you know what it feels like when God forgives you of your sin.
Yes, sir, Lord.
Oh, man, the weight of the world's off your shoulders.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a spring in your step. There's a smile on your face. There's a song in your heart. I love music. I like to try to play it. I like to try to sing it. I just enjoy it. And I probably told you, it seems how strange how God will work and how He'll give you peace. But I remember the night that my dad died. And we were going to gas. I was going to gas the car up to get ready to come back from Charleston. And it was snow, pouring the snow. And by the time I got to the gas station, it was hard to see where I was going through the snow and the tears. Before I got pulled in, I was noticing that I was humming at least. And then I began to softly sing to myself, "It is well with my soul."
Amen.
Don't tell me God won't move in your heart.
Amen.
I know He will.
Amen.
And the only thing preventing you from knowing this, if you're lost, is you.
Yep.
If God is speaking to your heart. There's nothing else. There's no other obstacle there.
Amen.
None whatsoever. I wonder how many of us ever have really considered what we have by having Christ as our advocate.
Yeah.
1 John 2:1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Yeah.
The one who argues our case. The one there who's for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thirdly, that we would receive our daily bread. There could be no questioning the fact that this is something that we're to do. This is another thing that Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 11. We are to remember that we're not in the control of what we eat. We don't have any power to provide food for ourselves or our family. We can go out and we can work the ground. We can put the proper fertilizers in it to make the ground rich and nutritious. We can do everything we're supposed to do as we set the plants out or plant the seeds. We can keep them watered when they're young, keep the weeds away from them, do everything we're supposed to do, kill them wretched bugs. But if we eat anything out of that garden, it's because God blessed it.
Amen.
Nothing that we have done.
That's
the truth. Well, I was smiling about, I tried one year, we was fighting bean beetles bad, and I tried that kind of, that spray is supposed to be good for everything else. I thought I'd be environmentally correct. And I was, them bean beetles was fat as hogs. Oh, man. So I went to the hardware store, and the boy come to me and said, "Can I help you, sir?" I said, "Yeah. I want to spray it. It'll kill everything it touches. I don't care. I'm done." And I got something, and I indiscriminately sprayed, and there was bugs all over the ground. But I got my beans.
Yeah.
But it's by God's blessing.
Amen.
A good habit to have, while we're on the subject, every time we leave our garden, from the time we plant, even after we harvest it, I stop, take off my hat, and thank God for what He's done.
Thank you, Lord.
And ask God before asking to give us a bountiful harvest, because we have it for ourselves and we share it with our folks at the church, folks that need it.
Amen.
Prayer, that's what we're talking about, folks. What we can do, what has been done for us, and what God will do. We may well do the work, but it's God that makes the increase.
Yeah, boy.
What can we count on? That God will always, always supply our need.
Yes, He will.
Philippians 4:19. "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." According to His riches?
Yeah.
He owns it all.
Right.
He has it all.
Amen.
And on the basis of those riches, He will meet my needs.
Yes, He will.
David said, "I once was young, but now I'm old. And I have never seen," or he said, "I've not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread."
Yeah. Amen. Man. What a God.
Man. We were somewhere going by, and there was some kids outside. Brother, they had a car wash or something there, and a little girl there had a sign about yay big, and went by and looked on and said, "Please come help save our church." I looked at Lane and said, "Well, maybe some folks at church ought to start tithing."
Yeah.
That's how God supports His work, right?
Amen.
He will supply the needs. He'll supply whatever they might be. We go through our homes. Man, I ain't got nothing to eat today. And we get up there and our cupboards are full, where our canned goods from the garden is full, our freezers are full, our refrigerators are full, and there's nothing to eat.
Amen.
I don't have a thing to wear. And if we put something else on the bars and on the closet, they'd break.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, true.
Why?
Super.
God blesses us. God blesses us. I made reference earlier to that time that we was living over at Alders in the big house, as Joshua called it. And man, we didn't make very much, but that was fine. God provided for us.
Yeah, right.
You know, a fellow made a snarky remark when we left Virginia and said, "You think you're going to go up here and preach, or ain't nobody going to let you preach?" Okay, I don't care. And you can ask Brother Stoniker, I wasn't here a whole lot until wintertime come that year.
That's right.
Wasn't because of me, but it was God using, right?
Amen.
And we pray, "God, please use us. Provide a way that we can serve." And boy, did He ever.
Amen.
Did He ever.
Yes.
We should never forget that as God provided the daily needs for the Israelites, so too will He provide for us. We are to pray and thank Him. We're to pray and ask for Him.
Amen.
And beloved, there's nothing that's lacking with the power of God through prayer.
Amen.
The last thing I had, I'm not going to deal with it, and my time is gone. is to see others doing in the work. We should pray that God would send workers into the harvest. We should pray that God would enable us to work with others and to help others and to nurture others and to instruct others. What a blessing it is to see young folks begin to get excited about the things of the Lord and begin to have a desire to serve God. Don't put your hand on it. Don't put your I told you I talked in tongues. Don't put your foot on their neck. I let them serve. Let them make mistakes. We did too, didn't we?
Sure. Right. Amen.
But help them grow.
Yeah.
Encourage them.
Amen.
May God help us to see the importance of praying about everything. May God cause us to see that He will hear us in anything and everything that we ask according to His will be granted.
Amen.
Doesn't matter. Well, how am I going to ask things according to His will? Live as close to Him as you can get.
Yes,
right?
Amen.
The closer you live to Him, the more you'll ask according to His will. And oh, my friend, or friends, if you're here tonight and lost, if you're here tonight and still in spiritual darkness, you know, just because, you know, I'll tell a little while ago, it was a little blunt, and I won't get blunt again. Not, I hope I don't offend anybody, but I want to be blunt about this. If you're here tonight and God is dealing with you, thank God for that fact.
Amen.
If you're here tonight and God is speaking to your heart, thank God for that fact.
Amen.
But if you, in your stubbornness, rebel and leave this door, through these doors just as you are now, you're still in your sins.
Yeah.
And you're still just as lost as you ever were.
Yeah.
That doesn't change.
Right.
May this be the time, the place, and the hour that you would do what God would have you to do.
Amen.
It's not a choice that you're making. It's what God would have you to do by His leadership.
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You again for the privilege that we've had to come and be here and to look into a portion of Thy Word.
Yes.
And dear Lord, we just pray tonight that You would speak to hearts. Dear Lord, that You would show each one of us here how we stand before You.
Yes.
Dear Lord, may we confess our sins, whatever they may be.
Yes.
Dear God, may we pray to You earnestly about all matters of life, not just those little pattern prayers that we so often use, but Lord, may we earnestly come before You. Mm-hmm. Oh God, teach us to pray.
Yes.
Cause us to pray. And Father, may we walk closer to You day by day.
Yes.
Dear Lord, I pray tonight if there's someone here that's lost. Dear Father, I so thank You for Your presence here tonight. And Lord, I pray that You would speak to that person or persons. Lord, I pray that You would show them clearly exactly how they are lost and undone. And dear Lord, how that through Your love and through Your mercy and through the blood of Christ, they can be saved.
Yeah.
Lord, I pray that You'd speak to again all of us that are here. Lead us and guide us by Thy Spirit. And dear Father, what is accomplished will give Thee the praise and the honor.
Yes.
For all these things we do ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.